Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There are all sorts of medical miracles out there, and one of them caught my eye. It's called an injectable bandage. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. This really does sound pretty miraculous. You can actually inject this substance into a wound, and it knits things back together?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Although it sounds new and it's in the news, it's actually something that we've used in cardiac surgery for a number of years. But let's start with this. So what they're describing in this news story is a new product that was developed at Texas A&M University, and it's an injectable hydrogel, which is a water-based compound that you can inject into a wound, and it will stop the bleeding. Now, the idea of using substances rather than sutures for dealing with bleeding wounds is actually nothing new. Even 20 years ago, we switched over from suturing wounds closed or even stapling wounds closed to using essentially super glue to glue the wounds closed. So oftentimes now when you walk into an emergency room or an urgent care clinic, if you have a laceration that would otherwise require suturing in the past, it just gets glued closed. Now they've looked for other things that you could use in the field or for wounds that are actively bleeding. So for example, if you have a wound that you're able to glue closed, it's one that's not actually bleeding a lot and you're able to just pull the skin edges together and then put the glue on, let it dry, and you're done. But sometimes wounds continue to bleed, and it's the bleeding that prevents you from being able to glue the edges together. So you need something to be able to stop the bleeding. And in this case, they've developed this injectable hydrogel.
And so what do you do? I mean, let's say you have, a torn vein or something. You just inject it into the tear and it knits it together?
Yeah, so it doesn't actually knit it together. What it does is it actually just stops the bleeding. Yeah. Again, this concept isn't new. So in cardiac surgery, when you do heart surgery, the way we do it is we actually open the patient's chest and we then thin their blood. We make it like as thin as water, basically, so it won't clot. And we do that so we can then put them on the heart-lung machine. And the heart-lung machine pumps the blood to the patient while we then stop the heart and do the operation. And then once we've done the operation, we restart the heart and we take the heart-lung machine away. But then we have to go through the process of reversing the blood thinning. And it's not a perfect process. And we've made all these cuts and sewn them, but they're not actually watertight. And so the process of having these incisions that we've made, these cuts, and sewn them that aren't exactly watertight and the blood won't clot on its own, and it's not a perfect reversal process, has resulted in the development of these kind of compounds that we can actually pack on the outside of the wound to stop the bleeding. And actually, one of the biggest frustrations about doing heart surgery is actually standing in the operating room oftentimes for, half an hour to even hours to stop the bleeding. And it's these types of substances, like they're describing this hydrogel, that are used in order to stop bleeding. And this is actually something, though, that can be used out in the field or in a clinic or in an emergency room or something like that.
I know it's a big thing for battlefield injuries.
Battlefield injuries, or frankly, even for the paramedics to be able to use on the scene of an accident to be able to put something in a wound and stop the bleeding.
And how fast does it set? Because once you've repaired this broken blood vessel and you get the heart pumping again, it's under pressure. And it actually can perform can create a leak-proof seal under pressure?
Yeah, so that's a good point, actually. But most of the time, when you have a bleeding site that's in the field, it's actually usually venous bleeding, which is low pressure. Arterial bleeding is bleeding that's pumping at a very high pressure and it's coming out very rapidly, and that's something that's going to require direct pressure to control just the bleeding. And so these hydrogels may not work that effectively. Again, in the operating room when we do it, it's not massive bleeding, it's just like oozing from artery sites, mm-hmm. and we're able to sit there and pack and put pressure and put these hemostatic agents on the incision sites, and eventually they stop. But it also requires support from the body. I mean, in the operating room we're giving blood products to help support the clotting system that's internal to the body. In the case of these type of wounds, you already supposedly have an intact clotting system because you haven't fooled around with it by thinning the blood, and so you're able to put the hydrogel into the wound and stop the bleeding. That's usually under low pressure anyway.
And then does the body digest this glue eventually and knit the vein together naturally?
Yeah, it does. What typically these are little nanoparticles, and they actually swell up when they absorb the fluid, and they actually themselves put direct pressure on the little bleeding vessels themselves. And so that's kind of how they work. They actually swell and then put pressure and stop the bleeding.
That's pretty amazing. So is it like fixing like that, you know, the guy on TV who takes that special tape and wraps it around a gushing garden hose and it seals it up permanently?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good when I watch that on TV, I have to say. I always think, gosh, I wonder if that'd work in the operating room.
He even cuts a rowboat in half and then tapes it together and then goes speeding off.
Yeah, I mean, conceptually, it is kind of the same thing, that you could basically underwater, under pressure, or under blood, under pressure, albeit usually low pressure because it's venous pressure, that you can put a substance in, but the substance swells up and essentially plugs the hole.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Thanks, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Dave.